Josh Allen.
This is Josh Allen.
Oh, yes.
Thank God we're not talking to Tim.
What's happening, man? How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing outstanding. Okay.
Wait. How are summer workouts going? Are they beating you up over there?
Oh, always, yeah. But, I mean, we get through them, believe me. Pushed together as a team, and it makes it all worthwhile.
All right, Josh, are you a big basketball fan?
I am.
Okay, I know you're from California. Were you a little upset that Golden State didn't come away with the NBA championship?
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, when Kyrie Irving made that shot, my stomach dropped a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Sad to see, you know, a team that I've been rooting for a while go down. But you know, it's their second time being there, and no doubt in my mind they'll be back next year.
If your stomach dropped on that, how did it drop when came over the back for the block there, LeBron James came over the back for that block from behind?
I mean, there's nothing you can say about that play. That was just something you'll never probably see again. You know, LeBron James, he wanted it so bad, and he definitely deserved that championship win.
How long have you been a Golden State fan?
All my life. I'm
really?
A Bay Area fan. So
yeah.
I'm a Giants fan, a 49er fan, and a Warrior fan.
So you're a baseball fan in even years then, right?
Oh, every year, yeah. Definitely.
So one year you're happy, and the next year you're sad, and then you're happy and you're sad, depending on whether it's an even or odd year, right?
Correct. I mean, I wouldn't say it's sad. I'd say it's complacent. everybody goes through a slump sometimes, but, you know, we just recover vastly faster than most other teams.
Yeah, well, they're playing real well this year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
11 of the last 12.
They're pretty darn good.
Don't rub it in, okay?
I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, so I'm used to the winning as well, Josh. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Colorado Rockies fan, and I'm used to losing. So,
I got one more basketball question. You know, Josh Adams. Could he? Hear, you think he's going to hear his name tonight? I mean, a lot of people didn't think Larry Nance Jr. would hear his name called, and he was a first rounder. What do you think?
I really do. I think he'll go late second round.
Okay.
You know, he's an explosive player that, you know, he lacks the size that teams want, but I feel like he makes it up with his, you know, his drive and his want. And we saw that here in the Doom of Dome when he was playing here, and he's a special kid.
Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen joining us here in the Sports Zone. Okay, Josh, you were named the starting quarterback right after spring by your head coach, Craig Bohl. Special feeling for you to have that, or now does the work really have to start?
Definitely. I think both what you just said. It's, you know, it's a great moment to you know, be able to be recognized as a starter, but at the same time, you know, it's just another step forward of, you know, what we need to accomplish here, and that's ultimately the goal is to win a lot of games and put championships up and banners, you know, and that's what we're looking to do. So him doing that just kind of promoted me as a leader, and I really had to take charge and, you know, rally with the guys that are working really hard right now, and it's a good feeling.
Is that a role? Because if you're going to be the starting quarterback, as you said, you are promoted to that leadership role. You've got to direct. Is that a role you're comfortable with? Do you feel like you've kind of excelled at that sort of thing in past instances?
Definitely. Definitely an unwritten rule for the quarterback to do that. And it's one of the reasons why I love this position. It's just kind of thrown upon you, and there's nothing you can do but, you know, take it head on. And I really feel like the relationship I have with the teammates right now is very strong, and, you know, they respect me and I respect them, and it's just a, you know, a tug and pull kind of thing that it's really good to have, especially with a team that has a lot of experience now and returning 20 starters.
Well, my quarterback Josh Allen joining us here in the Sports Zone. So I know Dave asked how summer workouts have been going on. What kind of things will you be doing? Yeah, there's the workout part of it, but it's also time for you guys as a team to get together, do some 7-on-7s on your own. Of course, you can't have the coaches contact. What will you be doing this summer? To kind of give us a glimpse into what goes on.
So my group, I'm with the tight ends, running backs, and fullbacks, as well as Nick. He's dealing with the quarterback that works out with us. But we work out at 7:30 in the morning, and after, depending on what day it is, we'll do individual drills by ourselves Mondays, and then we'll throw with receivers and DBs one-on-ones. Tuesday is with the tight ends. We'll throw routes versus there with them. Come Wednesday time, it's 7-on-7 and team time at 4:30, and that's when, you know, we all get together And there's 50 minutes that we have to knock whatever we have to do out, which is 7-on-7, and then we throw the linemen in there and have an actual rush. And then Thursday we have mesh drills, which is just, you know, handoffs with the running backs. And then Friday is another individual drill that we have, and that's about it.
How important is this time there? I believe you guys get 8 weeks. The incoming freshman class gets 4 weeks. Just how important is it for you all to get together in the summer and do these things?
It's absolutely huge, and I'm a big believer of calling it, you know, season. I'm not a fan of an off season because in today's world we live in, you know, we're together 24/7 as a team, and I just don't feel like there's an off time that we have. So it's just a constant grind and constant work that we have to keep doing every day in and out, you know, and it's difficult at times, you know, because not much time that we get off, but, you know, I like to consider us family here.
I mean, I think you took all of 13 snaps last year. Now you vaulted to the starting quarterback position. For fans, I mean, we got a glimpse of it to see what you could do. Very athletic, rocket arm. We know all that sorts of things. But it's still kind of a mystery. Do you feel that way? I mean, if you were on the outside looking in at a similar situation, would you feel like it's a bit of a mystery?
I would definitely say so. But, you know, it's kind of good to have it that way. It's keeping a lot of teams on their heels, not knowing what to expect from us. And I feel like we're getting overlooked a lot by other teams. And, you know, we'd rather have it that way so we can take you know, the world by surprise. And that's kind of the mentality we have right now.
In working on seven on sevens, you know, again, having that relationship with your wideouts, with your tight ends, have you kind of locked on to a specific target? Is there somebody you kind of mesh with more than anybody else, or do you feel like you have pretty good solid footing all the way around with the receivers and tight ends that you're throwing to?
I feel like it's pretty solid footing with all the receivers. We got a couple guys that are just, you know, I think head above the water when it comes to the whole conference. I think Jake and Tanner and Jake Hollister as well just are going to, you know, really blow this conference out of the water. And it's special to have those guys because they work extremely hard every day and they really want it.
Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen here in the Sports Zone. And speaking of, you know, blowing this conference, you know, just showing something, Brian Hill last year was just a beast. And, you know, he's not going to take anybody by surprise this season, knowing that, you know, team's probably going to concentrate. How important is that for you, not only to still be balanced? I mean, you got to push the run game, but it could open some things up in the pass game as well.
That's absolutely what it does. You know, they're going to try to stack the box and take Brian Hill down, and if we're going to throw a play action fake and score with Jake and Tanner on the outsides, and then they're not going to know what to do. So it's just going to be a cat and mouse game, I feel like, with most defenses. And I really feel like we have the ability to be able to push through, you know, every game and be able to put points on the board.
Have you got a chance to look at any of the newest class of freshmen that are coming in this this fall?
So we had an opportunity yesterday. We did the team in 7-on, and that was their first time, you know, coming out there with us. And it was exciting to see. And we got some big-time playmakers out there, and they want to play, and it's just a matter of time of learning things and then putting it onto the field.
Do they pass the eyeball test when you just take a look at them? Do they look like they're football players?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And coaches did a really good job with this class, and I'm excited to see them.
Very good, Josh. We always appreciate it. I won't take, you know, being a Giants fan, I understand, you know, it's 2016
whatever.
And they've got a good season. But I tell you what, that pitching staff they have is unbelievable right now. Holy cow.
It's something special, and, you know, there's just something about those even years that that other teams are just intimidated by, I guess.
Unbelievable. Good stuff, Josh. Hey, it was great talking to you, man. Have a good summer, and we'll catch up with you when fall camp starts. Thanks a bunch, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.